Welcome to Act It, episode 3 of Auditions. We have a lot tonight, Scarlett.
Yes, we do.
Yesterday is Scarlett's birthday. Scarlett's a year older. Happy birthday, porn face. How was it?
It was excellent. I had a lot of fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get anything cool?
Yeah, I did. I got stuff.
Okay. Stuff she does not want to share with the rest of you people. We have something like 12 auditions tonight.
We have a lot. Sorry about that, guys.
So we're gonna get through all of them in theory.
In theory.
In theory. First up is Julie H.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the problem is. I've been trying to write about the city, you know, my experiences here. Then I decided to write a love story, but that's not working out either. My hero sounds more like a clothing store dummy than a real-life human being. And from what I hear, editors aren't fond of black mustachioed figures nowadays. I've been fighting with him for a week now, the stubborn mule. He won't make love to my heroine. He refuses. I've tried to put red blood in his veins, but the two of them just won't get together. They're as far apart as they were the day I sat down to write. I'm at my wits' end. I've bitten off nearly half my fingernails. Look! See? There's nothing wrong with my heroine, I'm sure of that. She's a fascinating, mysterious, graceful creature. Full of wit and passion and adventure, but not once has he clasped her to him fiercely or pressed his lips to her hair, her eyes, her cheeks. He hasn't even had the guts to devour her with his gaze, as we writers like to say. This morning, I thought he might be showing some signs of life. He was developing possibilities. But nothing came of it. He wimped out. That's why I decided to wash my hair and come out here, to get away from him for a little while. Back home? I taught school and hated it. But I kept on teaching until I'd saved $500. All the other girls teach until they've saved $500. Then they pack two suitcases and go to Europe for the summer. But I saved my $500 for New York. I've been here 6 months now, and the $500 has shrunk to almost nothing. And if I don't break into the magazines pretty soon... Oh... Then I'll have to go back and teach 37 young devils that 6 times 5 is 30. Put down the knot and carry 6. That a rhetorical question requires no answer. And that the French are a gay people, fond of dancing and light wines. But I'll scrimp on everything from hairpins to shoes and back again. Until I've saved up another 500. And then I'll try it all over again, because I can write. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make this town count me in as the 4,000,001. Sometimes I get so tired of being nobody at all, with not even enough cleverness to wrest a living from this big city, that I want to stand out at the edge of the curb and just scream. Take off my hat and wave and shout. Hey, you 4,000,000 self-absorbed, uncaring people. I'm Mary Louise Moss from Escanaba, Michigan. And I like your town, and I want to stay here. Won't you please pay some attention to me? Just a little bit? No one even knows I'm here, except, well, myself and the rent collector.
That was Julie H. Now, this woman is a fantastic producer, I believe. I believe it's the same person I'm thinking of. Excellent writer, excellent producer.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. What'd you think?
About the monologue?
Yes. That's what we're critiquing.
Yeah. I thought it dragged on a bit too long. And I'm just going to get right to it. Also... You probably could have, I think it needed to sound a bit more smooth just at the beginning, because I felt as though that it was just, it felt awkward. And, like, it wasn't really that conversational, is how you like to describe them things.
I didn't get conversational from this, and it made me sad. I need conversational, Scarlett.
Yes. And also, I found it was a bit too long, and just without a lot of levels, is what we were always going on about.
It wouldn't have been too long if there had been levels, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I found that to me, when you went on about the writing and how the heroine didn't have the guy falling for her, I felt as though that could have been, I felt as though there could have been a second meaning there. And, like, as if something in her own life was kind of following that. And although this is totally out of context, and I don't really know what anything is. I thought it would have been cool if you could have tried to at least make it seem like there was actually a second meaning. So, you know, she gets more and more upset as she goes along.
Yeah, I wanted this to build.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it to.
Yeah. And it didn't really. So it would have been nice to hear it build. And, I'm not on my game tonight.
It was a little low energy. It sounded to me like, if you were like, say this was an audiobook and you were reading the audiobook, it would have worked a lot better for me. But that is not what this challenge is. There is an audiobook challenge later on in the season, but it's not yet. But I think that if you get through, you'll do fantastic in that challenge. But for me, you have to have more levels and it has to sound more conversational. It's not a kind of reedy and low energy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you need two yeses to get through. So, Scarlett.
I'm going to say try again.
I'm going to say try again as well. So it's two no's for now. But please audition again with something more.
Yeah, you have a lot of potential, but just.
I can tell you can act. I think that's a bad monologue choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Melanthi is up next. Oh, yeah.
Do not use near fire or open flame. Keep away from matches and lighted cigarettes during application and until hair is fully dry. Keep out of reach of children. Avoid spraying near eyes. I memorized the side of that bottle. I wanted to be clear to myself as to what I had done, and repeating that phrase to myself reminds me of how horrible a person I am. I just couldn't quit the damn smoking. Had a habit of leaving my cigarettes lit. When I'd put them down, I'd just forget them. My daughter always used to play with my hairspray bottles. She would spray and then brush her doll's hair. She was so cute. One day, she was playing in the bathroom while I was getting ready for work. Anyway, I was smoking my cigarettes and decided to put it down on the top of the sink in order to fuss with my hair. Then the phone rang, the babysitter, and I was distracted. That's when my baby daughter sprayed her hair bottle just right, which caused the cigarette and the hairspray bottle to ignite and catch fire to the bathroom towel and to my daughter's pretty face. When I saw her, I screamed. Went to put the fire out. I put my hands all over her tender face while she kept screaming my name. I panicked. I pulled her out of the bathroom, then back into the bathroom. I dunked her head in the toilet to put out the flames. She was coughing, and the rest is history. My daughter is blind because of me. Because I smoke cigarettes, because I was stupid. Now my baby daughter is going to be blind for the rest of her life, and I did that. I took those beautiful blue eyes she had and singed them forever. Forever.
That is Melanthe. Melanthe.
I liked first her accent.
I thought she was trolling at first, because I thought she was just like reading the back of a hair bottle.
Me too.
It's like, no, Melanthe, what are you doing? You're not Mega Dizzy, don't troll. I've actually heard this monologue before, I think. Somebody did this in season 3, I believe. This is a tough one for me. What were you saying about the accent? You liked it?
I liked the accent.
It sounded like fake to me. It sounded like she was putting on the accent. And it didn't work for me as much.
Oh. Well,
but I could be wrong. That could be her normal accent, in which case I feel bad. In which case it works, obviously, because it's your actual accent.
Yeah.
But it sounded like a fakeish to me, the accent. Like, it sounded like Audrey 2 from Little Shop, or Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors, kind of.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want me to go, or do you want to go?
I don't know. It's up to you.
For me, when you were talking about, like, when you got to the part where you were talking about your daughter burning alive, you could have really upped the emotion there. That was, like, the perfect place to really inject some energy into this. The thing about it is I like you a lot, and I don't ever think you get a fair shake on these shows, because almost every time I hear you, you're better than 90% of the auditioners, and the judges are idiots and don't put you through. So I'm iffy on it, because I want you to go through just based on that, but I also think that you could fix this particular monologue or come back with something else and really wow us. So I'm iffy about it, but what did you think, Scarlett?
I think it could have been a lot better. Exactly where you said, where, like, when your child's face set on fire, like, you should just not be able to control yourself. I mean, like, if I set my own child's face on fire and I, like, had to verbalize that, I would not be able to, like, I would be
one of
crying.
Her children. She has a lot of children. One of her children. Somewhere.
But, like, I would cry. I would not be able to just control myself. I'd have, like, a nervous breakdown, I'd say.
And even remembering that moment would be, like, really traumatic, I think.
Yeah, so I think definitely you should up the emotion and, like, just go crazy. Like, don't hold back when it comes to certain things. Because something as traumatic as that should have as traumatic emotional response. And just give it your all. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really my only qualm. There were some mic puffs, but...
Yeah, that too. Watch out for mic puffs, because mic quality is actually a big deal.
But I wouldn't hold bad mic against somebody in the first round. My main qualm was just the... When you're remembering about your kid being caught on fire, I just didn't feel like it went where I needed it to go for me.
Yeah. So I wouldn't mind hearing this again. Just
me either.
Just with more emotion when your kid's face gets set on fire.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a no for me for now, but, like, really, I hope you re-audition, because I really like you a lot, and I think that you're very promising.
Yes, me too.
So next up is Blackjack AV.
All right,
Dylan. There's been a lot of speculation about this, and I think it's time I got this off my chest. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I'm not 20 years old. I'm actually 17. And yeah, I know I don't even look 17 or sound 17, but yeah, I'm actually turning 18 in July, so that's a little bit better, right? But yeah, surprise. Yeah, I told you guys I was 20 because I don't like being the little kid, and actually, I feel like I should be older than 20, but you know what sucks most about my situation? Aside from the fact that my little brother, Spades, looks older than me, was growing up, the phone operators would always call me ma'am. Like, yes, ma'am, how can I help you, ma'am? I'll connect you, ma'am. And sometimes I would even try to make my voice as low as I can to try and make them see and understand that I'm not a woman. I'm just a 17-year-old kid who missed puberty.
All right. I don't know if that was a legit confession or not. I would buy that he's 17.
Me too.
I'll bet he is. I'll bet he is. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, he just confessed to us.
He did. What did you think?
I thought it was good energy for the monologue. I didn't particularly understand the monologue, I think, really. Like, I didn't see the point or the context. What was the context, do you know?
He was saying that he's 17.
yeah, I don't know why. I thought that maybe it could be, like, military-related or something. But then he just goes on about his voice.
No, I think he wrote this just to tell us that he's 17. He was like a monologue.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that this was a... Yeah, for this show, I don't know that this monologue worked for me because it was conversational, but it just kind of sounded like you were just talking.
Yeah, that's actually what I felt too. Like, it felt as though you had good energy, you had good levels, or just everything, but the monologue itself fell short. Like, you needed a much better monologue.
The other thing is you've dropped out of the last two shows of mine that you've done without telling anybody, so... For that reason, I'm also inclined to say no. Because he dropped out of the radio, their whole team had to disband because they couldn't do it without him last minute.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he dropped out of Best of the Rest. If you want to resubmit with a legit monologue, I'll listen to it. But if it's really good, I might say yes. But, like, you'd have to, like, not drop out. Like, if you go through, this is, like, your last chance to not drop out on one of my shows. But for now, it's a no.
I'm going to say no, too, just because you need a better monologue choice, for sure.
I really want to know if he's really 17 now. This is, it's going to be a scandal.
Ooh.
It's going to be a scandal. Next up, we have Bree.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Or horrible.
Or horrible.
He's lost it. I'm telling you, this time, he has lost it. What could he possibly be thinking? This is beyond reasonable. He said 6 days, Michael. Didn't you hear? He wants it done in 6 days. I mean, you want to put rings around Saturn? That's one thing. Canals on Mars. That's another. But, really? This is, and what an ugly name. It sounds like a burp. Earth? Blech. What? Did he run out of names all of a sudden? Jupiter. Now there's a name. Venus, Neptune, Mars. Those are names. Plus he wants, what, a billion different species? Two of every kind, male and female. Plants, animals. What in God's name is an animal? This is not a project. This is a fiasco! What do you think? You can't do all of this in 6 days. It defies the laws of physics. Now, I'm the last angel in heaven to want to hurt God. I love God. Just like you. I just think we need to help him see things for what they are, that's all. Maybe he needs to cut back his workload. Think straight for a minute. Let someone else run things for a while, you know?
Bree! I love Brie.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Yeah. She had a drop last season thanks to Chegatry because it went into the school year because Chegatry delayed the show. But now Chegatry's not with the show and Scarlett is, and she doesn't allow these things to happen.
No, I won't.
No, she won't. I won't allow her to allow these things to happen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I really, really liked it. I really liked it. I think Earth also sounds like a burp. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, no, this is really, really good. I like the high energy. You sounded angry, and that was really, really good. It sounded really genuine, which was nice.
Yeah, Brie gets a bad rap for a lot of people say she just anime acts, but she doesn't. This is not anime acting. This is legitimate acting, and it had levels, and it had energy, and it sounded conversational, and I love Brie.
I love Brie, too.
This is the first one tonight that I say yes on.
I say yes on it, too.
Yes, Brie,
oh
you are on
God.
Act 8, Season 4. Congratulations. First of the night. We've gone through a quarter of them, or a third of them, actually, and she's the first one to go through. So kudos to you, Brie.
Alrighty.
Are you ready for the next one?
Who is the next one?
Lobot Jenkins.
All right, I'm so ready.
Yo, what up, Dub Voice Hollywood? Y'all already know who it is. It's H1 Delta Jenkins, a.k.a. Flowbot. Okay, so, you may have heard me on that other acting show called Acting Through the Ages, where I debuted my insurmountable acting talents with my monologue from Back to the Future. But I mean, if you did hear it, then you might have noticed that I didn't quite make it through to the first round. But that's just because I did an intro and an outro. You know, if I hadn't done either of those, then, you know, obviously I would have made it through, because, I mean, I'm just a brilliant fucking actor. So, based on that, I would like to request to go through on this acting show. I mean, I like to do that, but, I mean, you know, Scarlett here, she's like a noob, you know, so, I mean, she probably never even heard my fucking name before, let alone heard my wonderful theatrical skills, that's just an injustice on her part. But I mean, you know, I like to do favors for those who are, you know, beneath me. So here I bring to y'all a monologue from the amazing gritty show known as Oz. So I hope y'all enjoy. I know y'all gonna enjoy. So, you know, just sit back, you know. Just chill, you know, sip a little bit of gin, listen, you know, and I'm looking forward to being on the first round. Yeah, who cares who lives or dies in prison? We read the names in the morning paper and they mean nothing to us. They're faceless. Truth is, we don't want to put a face on them. We don't want to know who they really are. Because then it might hit too close to home. And home is what it's all about, right? Making a home no matter where you are, no matter who you are. At the end of the day, everybody wants somewhere to rest, somewhere to lay their bones, even if it's in a land called Oz. Yeah, like Dorothy says when she wakes up in her own bed at Auntie M's, there's no place like home. There's no fucking place like home. Alright, there was my monologue. Like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all in the first round, because, I mean, I'm a brilliant actor, like you just heard, and I know I'm going to get through, because I'm so fucking talented in this art form. So, you know, I'm looking forward to going through. Peace out, bitches!
Okay, I'm back. Scarlett?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Is he trolling?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I just don't know.
Oh my god.
Did it piss you off?
Oh! It got almost there. I don't get pissed off very easily, but like, what was that?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
3, 2, 1. Alright, that was Flobot. Flobot! I've come to expect an audition from Flobot for each of my shows.
Yes?
It pissed me off at first, but now I kind of enjoy it.
Well, I think it was funny, like, I had the biggest smile on my face, but at the same time, I did get kind of pissed off.
We don't listen to Acting Through the Ages because it's super boring and Rochelle was on at Flobot, so we did not hear your audition, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
We don't listen to inferior acting shows or shows that are similar to ours, because ours was first. Okay, for me, the monologue was too short.
Yeah,
there
was too much short. Talking,
and it was too short, so it's a no for me.
Well, do you always have that robotic sound over your voice?
Maybe that's just how this person talks.
Well, like I could hear a lot of emotion through it, but still, it's just kind of...
You're not considering saying yes.
I'm not considering. No, not after... Well, like, I understand I'm a noob, but, like, I felt very insulted at one point.
Did you? Just because somebody called you out and said you're a noob?
No, that wasn't even it. I don't even remember why I got insulted, but I was just... Like, I didn't even get really insulted, but, like, it kind of was, like, pushing the edge where
I was,
like...
Did it hurt your feelings?
It didn't hurt my feelings.
Aw, Scarlett, on your birthday, the day after your birthday.
No. But I'm going to say no, too. A longer monologue, and maybe minus
no, the... No, let's not encourage the re-audition. On this one. Because we have so many to go through tonight, and this is a big waste of time.
No, let's encourage it. I refuse to not think that everyone deserves a second chance.
It's a robot. A robot can't win act it.
Okay. Well, whatever. You know, you choose whether or not you want to or not to, but I'm going to say no as well for tonight.
Okay. It's a no. Don't re-audition. Sukuno is up next.
Can I just, you know, can I just tell you, tell you something? I have a secret. I always, you know, since, like, the fourth grade, I always liked you. I always thought that if, you know, if a bus was speeding down the road, I always thought I'd push you out of the way, you know, if you were in front of it and stuff, then you'd know. If we were on a plane and it was gonna crash and if everyone was screaming and if there was only like one parachute, I'd totally give you the parachute. That way you'd know. If we were on the planet of the apes, yeah, and we were the, you know, the only two humans left in the world, and if we were the only ones left, I'd protect you from the apes, and I'd protect you from all the sand monsters and the wizards, and, you know, the giant radioactive spiders, I'd save you from those. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, can I take you out to get some cold stone or something?
Sukuno.
Woo!
We're getting a nice mixture of, on this show, of noobs and old members, and that makes me happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you want to start on this one?
No, you can start.
Okay. I liked it. I thought it had levels. It sounded conversational. Something about the way you said cold stone made me laugh. I don't know. I liked it. I thought this was a legit audition. It was a legit monologue read.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. It was a little bit overacty at times, but I'd rather hear overacty than underacty. So for me, this worked.
For me, this was kind of, I don't know. Like, I felt as though it could have gone further, though. There were a lot of points where, like, you were kind of upping the energy, but then you brought it back down at the end of the sentence, and it just kind of, like, was iffy on me. I don't know. Maybe it just has to do with
you wanted it to go up and stay up.
I wanted it to stay up.
You wanted to build.
Yeah, I really like it when it builds, and, like, when it hits it, and then
you're
hit it.
You're talking about acting, right?
Yes. What are you talking... God, I'm not here today. Anyways, I want it to build up, and then, like, you hit that moment, and then you can go back down. But I feel it's just not as exciting when you, like, bring it back down before you make your point with whatever
you're saying.
Talk
about hitting it again.
No.
And building it up.
No,
again.
Stop being perverted.
Please,
no,
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 please.
No.
It's a no for Sukuno?
Yeah, it's no for me. Sorry.
I would have said yes, but you have to get two yeses, so unfortunately, it is a no, but re-audition and build it for Scarlett.
For me, please.
Or don't build it so she can talk about building it again.
No,
I'll
no,
say,
no.
I will keep saying yes as long as you keep getting Scarlett to say things that can be misconstrued in inappropriate ways. Okay, next up is Copper with his final re-audition.
Woo!
Redid the first monologue.
That's good.
Yeah, let's listen.
I'm at over 80 miles per hour and I lose my shit. Too many thoughts rattling around in my brain. Too many miles of cold, gray asphalt and interstate nothingness. I haven't slept in days as usual, and all I can think about is that call I got at 6 a.m. Jack, you better get out here! I slammed the phone down and hit the road. The rest is a blur. It's too much to bear, the thought of my stepfather's impending death. God, I'm tired. Now, I'm racing over 80, wisps of weathered country streaking by, my mind going even faster. I'm somewhere on I-70. Could be Missouri. Who the hell knows? It looks the same on the interstates. All I see is gray. Gray trees and hills, with the wet gray road interrupted by the occasional gray city. It seems like I've been driving through this shit for years. I don't know why I'm doing this. Driving across the country to hopefully make it in time to see Phil. I'm not supposed to care about my stepdad. Truth is, Phil was way more of a father than my real dad ever was. Whoa. Hitting 90. I'll back it off a little. 70 is the speed limit here in whatever state. I'm used to 65 living in New York. That extra bit of leash is appreciated, pigs! It's always been this way. Whenever I'm stressed and about to blow, I hit the road. Leave my troubles behind. Keep moving. Stay speeding so fast my life can't catch me. For as long as possible.
All right.
I feel like applause is needed.
Applause is needed.
Yeah.
You want to start? Because I know you're like super stoked.
I know. I'm super stoked about this. Yeah, I actually thought that was really, really such a good improvement. I'm so happy about it. It sounded a bit like you were eating your mic, but other than that, it was fantastic. And like, you did inject a lot more energy than you did originally. And it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, this is what I wanted. This had the urgency and it made me feel tense. And that's what I wanted from this monologue. Even the breathing you were doing sounded like tense and it made me like uncomfortable a little bit. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to be like nervous. I love this. Good job.
Yeah, this was good.
I'm so happy now.
I know, me too.
And on a night like tonight, when we're not putting anybody through.
Yeah.
It is a yes from me.
Me too.
All right, Copper, you're through. Good job. So far we've put Bree and Copper through. And we've said no to 5 people, Scarlett.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a problem with the way he said asphalt?
No, actually. I heard it and I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
Because he said it correctly.
I'm just going to avoid saying the word itself right now.
I just want to hear you say it in more conversation. I wish I had heard that. But the thing is, we never talked on in call before, so I never heard you say it. But I'm sure you say it a lot.
Well, as often as you talk about it.
I'm sure there's other words you probably say incorrectly as well, but I haven't heard any yet. Maybe everybody listening can listen for her to say words inappropriately and incorrectly and then...
Inappropriately?
I didn't mean inappropriately.
Anyways, Copper, you're through. That's fantastic.
Good job, Copper.
I'm so happy.
Bright Disaster is up next. Let's see if he can copy Copper's... competition. I know there's another C word, but okay. Bright Disaster, you're up next.